Nothing like reading other people's mail.
Flo Fairweather's sky blue eyes sparkled as she smothered a luscious hot fudge sundae with light as air whipped cream.
I hope we find some juicy gossip.
Her sister, Jerry Hunt, huffed.
Reading the Collins family letters is historical research of first-person documents, not gossip.
Flo topped the sundae with a cherry and winked at me as I stuffed a waffle cone with sweet candy apple crumble ice cream. I handed it to a young customer dressed as Dracula and hid a smile as he struggled to lick the cone through his plastic fangs. Since Halloween fell on a Sunday, Penniman was celebrating all weekend long, with a 2-day fall festival on the green, and many revelers had made their way to my utterly delicious ice cream shop for a treat.
So, Riley, you'll do it? Organize and catalog the Collins family letters for us?
Jerry continued, as Dracula's family left the shop. I was being roped in by an expert for the position of volunteer librarian at the Penniman Historical Society. I'd known Jerry long enough to know that resistance was futile, but to be honest, I agreed with Flo. Reading somebody else's letters, even 250-year-old letters, would be fascinating. I'll have time after we close for the winter. That time was approaching fast. Utterly was decorated for Halloween, with orange twinkle lights, scarecrows, and several jack-o'-lanterns. One of my teen employees, Brandon Terwilliger, had given me a pumpkin carved with images of ice cream cones and a black cat, in honor of my rescue, Rocky. All week, my staff and I had dressed in costume. Today, Flo was a daisy, in a green sweatshirt with a hood ringed with white felt petals. A perfect costume for the sunny retired kindergarten teacher. Jerry, the intimidating retired principal of Penniman High School, had opted for a faux bejeweled crown. No delicate tiara for her. Instead, the crown topping her jet-black bouffant was in the style of those worn by the Imperial Russian court. I sported a white cowboy hat embellished with rhinestones, sent from an Utterly fan in Texas, who loved my peach ice cream so much, he had me ship a gallon of it to him from Connecticut.
I wonder why Diantha's donating the letters, Flo mused. I heard she'd found some valuable ones.
Jerry gave us a knowing look.
She's sending us the dregs.
There may still be plenty of interesting stuff, I said. It's nice of her.
I have another word for it, Jerry scoffed. Her family's had the in on the green since the Revolution, but she bugged out of Penniman after high school. Now she flounces back here after living in Los Angeles for 40 years, all Lady Bountiful, because she's expanding the inn and opening a new restaurant. She wants to curry favor with the locals she abandoned.
As if there's anything wrong with her giving us her papers and money, Flo said. Though the real issue is Diantha made it known that she wants to be president of the Penniman Colonial Dames, and she's not even officially a member yet. The Dames, Penniman's version of the DAR, dressed up in colonial garb and organized an annual wreath-laying at the War Memorial, Flo said, sotto voce.
And you know who's president?
She mouthed. Jerry. Jerry scooped a mint chocolate chip cone for a customer, then turned to me.
Her application is under review.
I don't know which was frostier, the ice cream or Jerry's tone.
Obviously, her family's old, but she has to validate her pedigree, ancestry to get in.
Her slip of the tongue brought to mind my best friend Caroline Spooner's spoiled Persian show cat, Sprinkles. Well, former show cat. She'd been kicked off the circuit for biting the judges, which just goes to show, pedigree isn't everything.
Hello, ladies.
A deep voice called from the kitchen workroom. I joined Rob Wainwright, a stocky middle-aged man with a steel-gray crew cut. No Halloween costume for Rob. He was dressed in a bright teal-blue polo shirt and khaki pants. In on the green was embroidered on the chest pocket of his shirt, and the short sleeves revealed dozens of tattoos Rob had gotten during his years in the Navy. The anchors, palm trees, and other nautical images were usually covered by the tailored blue blazer he wore as manager of Diantha's luxurious inn.